Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, December the 16th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is being sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at today's broadcast. Well, the first one is the entry is called A Failed State, where I describe how life is getting faster, shorter, poorer, meaner, and more hopeless, where the predominant theory is that the strong should survive and the weak perish, and the rather sobering fact that the average American dies in debt. Then I have the weekly bad news Boeing story, pretty short, sharp and sweet today, but nevertheless, it features in each one of my shows these days. Then the story of a student at the Oklahoma City University of Law who posted a flyer reading, "It's okay to be white." We'll see what happened to him. And then a detailed story of the attempted coup on Donald Trump. I need say no more, but I have some really interesting facts which have not yet been publicly aired, which I think might be of interest. Then Donald Trump's manufacturing blow-up, or blow-out, I should say. Well, not quite true, is it? Fewer good-paying jobs in manufacturing, more low-paying gigs in the service sector, all kinds of information which I'm afraid call the lie out on that one. Then I do a piece on loneliness in America, where I talk about the concept of sadness as opposed to happiness, which I have been basically talking about in previous shows. I thought we ought to investigate the flip side of that, and I have some very interesting facts which I think you will enjoy, leading to the what I call the depths of despair. Then a little preamble to the coming Attorney General report, which is quite sobering, actually, but nevertheless, hopefully a hard-hitting event that we will live to enjoy. And I finish the show today with a quick rendition of What a Globalist Is. Many people are actually unsure of what this entails, although the word globalism is bandied about frequently, so I thought I'd have a go at explaining. So that's your show, and basically, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you independently upon demand 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Please just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows, and I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So please feel free, select any of the 3 shows from the Podbean archive, but if you don't have a preference, I strongly recommend the latest 3 shows because they give you an overview of the current events which will be fresh in your mind, which will enable you to make more sense of what I'm talking about. So, to finish, let me give you just my contact information, my email address, which is actually on the front page of the Podbean page, so at the top. So, if you don't get to write it down, do not fear, all is not lost. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Again, RWL, my initials, Martin, my name and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Then I have my Facebook and Twitter pages, which you might enjoy. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase, no spaces or punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And that simply gives you information which is a little bit too, shall we say, short to warrant inclusion in the basic show. So I think you should know about it anyway, so I put it on my Facebook page. I also have a Twitter page which gives you the one-liners that I come up with from time to time. So that should be given a quick whirl as well. The address there is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. RM for Richard Martin plus Wake Up Call. All one word, all lowercase, no punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. Right, ladies and gentlemen, well, with that, I wish you a wonderful week ahead. I will be back on Friday. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call, wishing you a wonderful week. Take care. Bye-bye.